Hey there, I'm Alex Kalish, and this is Practical Prompting, the podcast that turns generative AI hype into everyday wins. Each episode follows a two-act play. Act one, we're going to tackle a real-life headache with a single deep dive in how you can use generative AI to help. Act two is going to zoom out to a bigger picture of how to use generative AI at work and get a tremendous amount of value. Today's Act One Spotlight, experimenting by using the camera function. By the end, you'll have some new ideas on how Gen AI and your camera can significantly reduce your headaches. In Act Two, our spotlight today is going to be on experimentation rituals. How to turn the occasional experiment into an experimentality. Get it? You know, experiment plus mentality, experimentality. I heard your eyes roll. So if you're actionable, if you're nerdy, and you're good with a side serving of dad jokes, grab your coffee, open up your favorite Gen AI chat window, or if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road, and let's get prompting. Practical prompting. In Act One, we're talking about the household photo walkthrough. So what I'm going to do is, before this, I took a photo of the inside of my refrigerator. And I'm going to use a prompt and kind of walk through like what this looks like in practice live on air. So I took this photo. I'm uploading it to ChatGPT. I'm using the O3 model. That's my current go-to model for ChatGPT. It is a deep reasoning model, one of their better ones at the time of this recording. I'm sure there's going to be more in the future. And so I'm going to use this prompt, act as a nutritionist. From this image, number one, list what will expire in the next 72 hours. Number two, propose a three-meal plan that uses them. And number three, generate one Instacart link for missing ingredients that's under $20. All right, just press send. So right now what's happening on my phone is that it's thinking. It's going through and doing some deep reasoning. It's actually using, for those that are hearing things like agentic capabilities, this is actually part of agentic capabilities, is being able to break down a problem into multiple parts, complete a search, grab that context, think about it, run a different prompt, and this is all internal. So this agentic capability is going on right now. So what you can do is go to your refrigerator, just take a quick snapshot and ask it to craft you a meal plan, or like I'm doing, act as a nutritionist and figure out what's going to expire in the next 72 hours, create a meal plan using it, and generate an Instacart for any missing items. What this is going to do is it's going to cut food waste down, and it's also lowering decision fatigue. Because instead of, I don't know if you're like me, but there's been plenty of times where I've opened the fridge, I'm like, what do I even want? What can I do? And there's so many options, it's almost daunting. And there's this additional decision where it's like, man, we've got all these tools now. It's great to use them. Okay, so this model just got back to me, thought for 56 seconds. Likely to go off the cliff within 72 hours. And there's some ticking clock items. There's some baby spinach in the middle shelf. Ripe avocados in the upper left bin. That's incorrect. Those are actually plums. Pasta salad and cooked chicken, top right lidded tubs. It's not pasta salad. It is coleslaw. Two single serve Greek yogurts. There's actually four of them. That's usually within a week. This is all the things that might be used soon. Liquid egg whites in a carton on the door. There's some tomatoes and a small bit of grapes starting to soften, and of course some milk. So if there's any Best Buy dates on there, it says great, you know, shuffle the plan around. The three meal rescue plan that it came up with is trying to be, you know, keeping macros balanced in the 600 calories for breakfast, 650 for lunch, and 750 for dinner. So for breakfast, it's talking about spinach and egg white power scramble. And it talks about sauteing cups, like what do you have to do, what you'll need to make, spinach, egg, avocado, yogurt grapes. There's no avocado, so like, don't have that. The lunch, Second Life chicken pasta salad. Toss leftover chicken salad, or excuse me, dice it with the leftover chicken, some half grapes, chopped tomato, and a little bit of vinaigrette and squeeze of lemon. So maybe need some, there's lemon juice in there, so don't even need that. And then last but not least for dinner, creamy tomato spinach skillet. So saute onion and garlic, diced tomatoes, Italian herbs, simmer, and it just kind of walks through what's needed. And here's the Instacart top up, loaf of bread, no salt, diced tomatoes to make it easy, a yellow onion, one bulb of garlic, some shredded mozzarella and fresh lemon, about $13. And grab them in one place, add these to Instacart, and let's see what the Instacart says, how to share an Instacart. Oh, so it didn't actually provide me the link with all of that information in it, probably because I'm using the O3 model rather than using the operator function. So ChatGPT has operator, which actually probably would give this the, actually add it to cart as well. But overall, it did a pretty solid job, 80% solution. There were a couple things that were off. I mean, my photo wasn't like zoomed in, it was kind of zoomed out to get all of the information in there. But, you know, this is just one thing you can do from a household perspective. If you start expanding that into the workplace, picture this using warehouse, like a warehouse slotting or some sort of SKUs by spoilage for a mid-sized grocer. Just cutting a bunch of waste there, even at 1%, is hundreds of thousands of savings a year. What else can you use around this camera plus generative AI? So you can, if you've got a whiteboard for family to-dos, maybe some half-erased scribbles, maybe you've got like just notes everywhere, you can take a photo and ask generative AI to transcribe the task, cluster the different types of tasks by theme, and draft a Monday through Friday schedule that is about an hour of chores per night, and divvy them up across the family. So this turns chaos into a plan that's equitable across the board. And let's say you add in a little bit of flavor where certain people like doing certain tasks, and so you assign them a little bit more frequently to those. This can be used in, this type of system can be used from a stand-up board. For if you have team stand-ups, again, take a photo of it, analyze the different tasks, and assign them to team members. So another option is leaky faucet. You've got a leaky faucet, take a close-up image, ask generative AI, diagnose the issue, estimate parts cost, and outline a 5-step do-it-yourself fix with the required tools. And instead of $150, $300, however much it takes for a plumber to get out there and fix it, now all of a sudden it's just parts that you might need to grab at your local hardware store. This can be extrapolated into field service triage. Technicians using photos to identify what's going on with the equipment and creating step-by-step plans on how to fix it. Let's say you've got a bunch of receipts piled up on your desk. Well, take a photo, classify into different tax categories, output with a CSV or an Excel file with the vendor, the date, the total, and attach the optical character recognition confidence scores. And that way you can just be like, oh man, it's not very confident in this one. Maybe I need to take a look at this one. This is like 30 seconds worth of bookkeeping versus an entire weekend manually putting in receipts. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of tools out there and you can buy one of those fancy scanners that does this all for you, but these generative AI tools are getting to the point where they can functionally do an 80 to 90% solution on tasks like, here's a bunch of receipts in this image. Tell me what's in them. Like, create my budget based off that. And you can extrapolate this into accounts payable and invoice matching and whatnot. So if you're thinking about this in terms of one snapshot can trim grocery waste in your own household, I mean, that same type of premise can work in a warehouse. Or if you have something broken in your house, take a photo, describe the item, work through with generative AI, walk me through how to solve this with the parts that I have at home. And now all of a sudden you do that with your team at work. All right, it's time for Act Two. And this is where we're going to get more into the business context of rituals for experimentation, how to get to that experimentality that I was talking about earlier. So a ritual is a lightweight, repeatable loop that converts curiosity into evidence. And this experimentation ritual is about, I'm going to talk about two different types of rituals that you can implement today. One of them is an individual two-step habit forming loop. And the next is a team-wide five-step loop. And I'm going to walk through a couple concrete experiments that you can run within the next week as well. So on an individual level, a two-step loop looks like a stop sign. And so I've got these great stickers that look like a stop sign, and they say, ask AI first. And you put this sticker right on your laptop, right next to where the trackpad is, or on your screen, or nearby your desk, someplace very visible. Because the steps are, you're at work, you're thinking about a problem, you almost start doing it. You're really, really close. You're getting ready to start the email. And then you stop and you ask AI how to address it. This type of a experimentation ritual is going to help you expand how you work. And that's of exceeding importance when we're talking about a technology which is functionally changing so many facets of the workplace in ways that we can't even imagine right now. So when you take this two-step loop and you stop what you're doing, you look at this little sticker, and you ask AI how to address it. It gets you in the habit of expanding how you'll go about doing work in the future. Can't advocate enough for this type of a loop. And if you're interested in the stop sign sticker, you can always follow along to the end, do a rate and review, and send a quick email to alex@loloai.com with that review. And I'm happy to, as well as your address, and I'll send you out one of these stickers. The five-step loop is more for team-based. And this is going to be where, in a team environment, you're going to try out different techniques on how to solve problems using generative AI. So the first step is to pick something. So in a team setting, get together, identify one micro pain point that slows the team down, whatever that might be. Just something that's like maybe 15 minutes a day. It's a hassle. I mean, if there's something more extensive, absolutely choose that. I'm not saying leave the elephant in the room alone and go worry about the mouse. If you got an elephant in the room, that's a great experiment to pick on, or is just waiting to be picked out. So an example prompt of how to do this is, if you're not really sure, list the top three places that we lose time in this team. Here's what we do. And by doing that, it'll identify, generative AI will come back with three different places that you might be losing time. If you find that three isn't quite enough, my general rule is to use the rule of 10. Ask for 10 different ways that the team loses time and pick one. It could be from the biggest to the smallest, just something that you're interested in trying out. And then next up is to prompt towards the solution. You design a simple Gen AI workflow that might help. And this is a really good way to leverage Gen AI to help solve Gen AI problems. So the way to do this is draft a prompt that turns the time waste that we just identified into a Gen AI tailored solution, into a pilot that we can run with Gen AI to help us solve this problem. Draft a prompt that would do that. And this enables you to focus on one input, one problem, one metric at a time, and make iterative progress on this. The next step is to pilot this, and you want to do this in the span of days, ideally hours, 14 days at the max. This test should be within inside normal work and capture the metric on a daily basis as much as possible. So this could be automated logging. And again, you can ask generative AI, help me craft a way to monitor this on a daily basis. Monitor this pilot, on a daily basis. This could be something as extensive as let's create a quick Slack bot or automated logging system. And generative AI can help you actually do that. As a non-tech person, you can leverage generative AI to help you actually create a Python code package to do this type of work. We're at the point now where plain language is translating to how coding actually works in progress. The next step is to prove it, and do that towards the end, if you're finding significant value, just do a quick 10-minute retrospective midway through the pilot and say, did we move the metric? Use some sort of before and after. And what you can do is, again, from a generative AI perspective, summarize the pilot findings, this meeting that we held, notes that team members provided, summarize it in 4 bullet points and show the delta in time saved across the team. Our team size is 10 people. Now you've got tangible proof to go to the next step, which is publishing and creating a culture of this experimentality. Post that result, as well as whatever prompts you used, and share it in some simple AI playbook. And you can do it based on the person who is running the experiment. You can do it based on the experiment name, the pilot itself. And you want to celebrate both wins and opportunities here, because both outcomes help determine, is this something that works within our realm? And if it doesn't work as it stands, great. Put that in the parking lot, because there are tasks that generative AI could not perform 2 months ago that now is exceeding all expectations on. Generative AI is learning so quickly on how to perform new tasks at high accuracy that what doesn't work today very well may work in the span of a month later. So don't give up hope. If this is an idea, create a pilot in the future when you've ran out of new pilot ideas. And you can use an example prompt to get this kind of playbook. Write a 100-word playbook entry for this week's experiment. Reference the impact and the metrics that we had as well. A mindset here that's really helpful is that a lot of cheap bets end up beating one big moonshot, because that momentum that you're going to get as a team, that mentality of experimentation, what might turn into one experiment at a time, each individual person starts using that two-step workflow and coming up with new experiments that work for their own workplace. And maybe those get elevated for a team perspective, maybe not. But that mentality, that momentum continues moving forward. All right, so let's get into some case studies about these, about how this can look like in practice. So one that I've found particularly valuable, and every leader that I've talked to about this, the light bulb has gone off and it's been really impactful when they've implemented it, is to turn weekly team syncs into a weekly team sync plus one idea per person every sync. And what I mean by that is you're going around your typical weekly sync meeting, every person's getting a chance to talk, and Or if not, then facilitate a realm in which everyone gets a chance to talk briefly and ask, what's one way you've used generative AI, either personally or professionally, that's cool, in the past week? And what this does is you're going to find that your team members, and you know, you can propose this if you're a team member rather than a team leader, but you're going to find that this establishes almost a creative one-upsmanship, because nobody wants to come to that meeting and just say, nah, I used it to summarize an email. It's like, okay, yeah, but you did that for the past 5 weeks. Because you're going to be listening to your peers that are saying, you know, I had this really big problem where I was unable to get past this blocker in a workflow, or maybe legal was blocking on something because they needed an updated initiative or a paper, and I couldn't figure out how to provide that to them. So I used generative AI, and it helped me actually walk through the process, why they were feeling that way and what they needed to do in order to move the project forward. You can have people that show up and say, oh yeah, I built an entire product roadmap and included different customer profiles and expansion plans, marketing materials, the tactical steps that the sales team needs to take, and how many people we should hire, at what levels, at what time periods, and all the KPIs associated with it. I did that in an hour. And because there's so much you can do with generative AI now. And so by fostering that kind of creative atmosphere where there's not really a wrong answer, I've personally seen team members come to the table and talk, and I've done this myself, where I've just talked about some personal things I've done, where, you know, I haven't jumped a car in a long time and needed to jump a car. And so I took a photo and was like, hey, here's the car. Walk me through the steps on how to make sure that I'm doing this safely. And it did a tactical step by step by step, and car running right away, saved probably $200 from a phone call, AAA, start my car endeavor. So again, there's just, and you can bring that to the discussion. People are like, what? You can like take a photo and it walks you through all those things? Yes. Again, this is about experimenting and having that mentality across the board. So you might want to rename this as like a Monday Sync plus Gen AI Lab, or maybe just have some sort of just add in plus Gen AI usage. It's really impactful if you just take the time to go around the room and have one cool way that somebody used generative AI in the past week. Taking notes on this is super helpful because you can say, here's what we did and here's what the valuable lesson learned was. And then you can use that to have people learn from each other. In the discussions, you'll find that you have this great idea and three people afterwards are like, hey, can you show me how you did that? Because this is about experimenting as an organization and as a group and as a team. Next up is kind of a hands-on experiment that you can use to get your team or yourself or your project experimenting in new ways. And this is a photo challenge. So this is how to move beyond just text and into multimodal models. And that pretty much means that it takes things like a video or a file upload or a photo, and with text crafts a narrative or a path forward. So a way to start this off is just to go out and capture images. Each teammate or each person on the project snaps some sort of real life friction point. Maybe it's a cluttered desk. Maybe there's wires on the ground, confusing whiteboards, unlabeled cables. Maybe it's a workplace environment where things are really hard to reach. Whatever the case may be, just taking the photo. Then you feed them into someplace like ChatGPT or Gemini. And you just say, you ask it to describe the problem and list 10 different ways to fix it. You can also go even deeper and say, All right, generative AI, you're an efficiency coach. Look at this photo and propose 10 quick, low-cost improvements. Another really great way is to ask generative AI to craft you a prompt to analyze an image of a workplace and create 10 different fixes that are easy to implement and low cost. Afterwards, you pick the best ones of these and you actually try it out. So you can ask the, and then after you try it out, take another photo and ask that same model to do a retrospective and compare the before and after and assess the quality impact, assess the efficiency impact. You can say, hey, generative AI, craft me a prompt that compares two images and estimates the time savings based on the changes between the two images. And what it'll do is it'll create this really intense prompt. It's probably a page long that talks about adopting a role as a senior consultant who's really in charge of operations or whatever you're doing, and how it's very detail-oriented, looking at images, extrapolating where the time costs and time savings would be, and estimating those time savings. And then you just, again, run this through and figure out how much value there was, articulate that into a small AI playbook, and post that. You can ask generative AI to help you create that playbook. It's not a, man, I got to do all this work. Now it's in the same thread. Be like, great, this is awesome. Craft me a one-page document or 100 words on how we use generative AI in this instance, the value it provided, and I want to place this in a document repository somewhere for others to learn from. And now all of a sudden you have something that's repeatable. It helps others understand and see the value of what's going on and how to use generative AI. Can't advocate enough for that last step of just asking generative AI to help document what you did and the benefit that you saw. This visual novelty is very impactful when it comes to changing the mindset around when people think generative AI, they might think, oh, it's a robot, it's only good for text and emails and papers and, you know, summarizing a really dense slide deck. But this helps get out of that mentality and into this tool can be of significant value in a number of different ways by just taking a photo and asking, what can we do better? What looks wrong with this photo? What efficiencies can be gained here? And everyone pretty much owns a camera right now. So there's a very low barrier to entry. It's take out your phone, snap a photo, and upload it to generative AI, ask a question about it. This share-worthy before and after really accents the and highlights the value of generative AI to an audience that maybe isn't there. So now let's get to kind of the end of this episode. Call to action. I want to encourage each of you to run the photo challenge, either personally in your own life or at work. But bring that new idea to the to people around. Start thinking creatively about how to leverage generative AI in new ways. And a lot of this is just asking generative AI how you can use it by looking at this photo. So I want to encourage you to take the photo challenge, either personally or professionally, or better yet, both. I'd also like to please rate, review, pass this around. Send a photo to alex@loloai.com. So that's LOLOLAI.com. And include your address and you'll get a snazzy Ask AI First stop sign sticker. You put that right on your laptop. And you know, better yet is establishing this mentality across friends and family as well. So I just want to close that experimentation and rituals turn generative AI from a toy into a team habit. Sometimes all it takes is one photo, one idea, and 1 week. And now you've started a culture of compounding, of improvement, all with practical prompting. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, or night.